To his great astonishment, the door opened and Christine Daae appeared, wrapped in furs, with her face hidden in a lace veil, alone. She closed the door behind her, but Raoul observed that she did not lock it. She passed him. He did not even follow her with his eyes, for his eyes were fixed on the door, which did not open again. When the passage was once more deserted, he crossed it, opened the door of the dressing room, went in and shut the door. He found himself in absolute darkness. The gas had been turned out. "There's someone here," said Raoul, with his back against the closed door in a quivering voice. "What are you hiding for?" All was darkness and silence. Raoul heard only the sound of his own breathing. He quite failed to see that the indiscretion of his conduct was exceeding all bounds. "You shan't leave this until I let you," he exclaimed. "If you don't answer, you are a coward, but I'll expose you." And he struck a match. The blaze lit up the room. There was no one in the room. Raoul, first turning the key in the door, lit the gas jets. He went into the dressing closet, opened the cupboards, hunted about, felt the walls with his moist hands. Nothing. "Look here," he said aloud. "Am I going mad?" He stood for 10 minutes, listening to the gas flaring in the silence of the empty room. Lover though he was, he did not even think of stealing a ribbon that would have given him the perfume of the woman he loved. He went out, not knowing what he was doing nor where he was going. At a given moment in his wayward progress, an icy draft struck him in the face. He found himself at the bottom of a staircase, down which, behind him, a procession of workmen were carrying a sort of stretcher, covered with a white sheet. "Which is the way out, please?" he asked one of the men. "Straight in front of you, the door is open, but let us pass." Pointing to the stretcher, he asked mechanically, "What's that?" The workman answered, "That is Joseph Bouquet, who was found in the third cellar, hanging between a farmhouse and a scene from the Roi de l'Or." He took off his hat, fell back to make room for the procession, and went out.